You know, this is the season. Jesus is certainly the reason for the season. But it's also a time that that maybe we can look back on our life. You know, there's always a backstory to everyone's testimony. I was raised in a good family. My dad was workaholic. He worked all the time. But, you know, we did have some family time, which was always quality time. I grew up. I wasn't the most behaved, bestest little boy in the whole world. But when my dad had Lou Gehrig's disease, when I was about 16, maybe 16 and a half, something like that, he got to a point that he was in a wheelchair and he could no longer move around. He ended up in an iron lung, if you ever remember the iron lung back in those days. But before that happened, he said to me one day, he says, "Butch, would you think about quitting school so that you can kind of help run the family business?" And I said, "Oh yeah, Dad, sure." And I did not like school, but it was, I did, and I done all that. But I learned an awful lot. I learned to be able to make a good living over the years without having a high school education or even a college education. And as I grew and grew, like Jesus grew in wisdom and stature through my life, I got to a point that I had to make some changes in my life. So I finally surrendered to God and said, "Lord, if you're everything that they say that you are, then I need you to come into my life and be Lord over it." And he certainly did that. And then my wife died of cancer, and I didn't know if I wanted to continue on with the ministry thing. I didn't have a high school education, but God worked it all out. I got a GED. I got enrolled at Emory University up in Atlanta. And to make a long story semi-short, Judy and I met, and we've been married. We'll celebrate 25 years of marriage on January the 6th, which is Epiphany. Epiphany is when Jesus was revealed to the world. And Epiphany is always a good time to celebrate our anniversary. So 25 years coming up. And I can go on and tell you a little bit more about my life stories. And I know you all have life stories, and you probably heard me say mine many times. But the same thing is true in many of the life stories that we encounter. You think about it. Famous actor who was a roofing installer before making it big in the movies. The athlete who endured the darkness of urban blight but went on to become a superstar and even a philanthropist. That's somebody that gives away a lot of money. I can never say that word too good. That's one thing in my backstory is I twist up words. But anyhow, then you get a newscaster. In his old days, he had dyslexia, but he overcome it. He became a trusted journalist. Stories like these are all around, and I know that you could probably have some stories and context of the backstories in your life. And it makes all the difference in appreciating the power of the story that we now see. The backstory, the Christmas story, the Christmas backstory. You know, infinitely, in more important ways, this is the same reality that applies to the Christmas story as you look back on your own backstories in life. Now, I felt for years that when we enter into the Christmas story, we enter it sometimes too late. We consider Jesus coming, but we forget that he had to leave where he was to come to where we are. God manifested in the flesh, came from heaven. So we're thrilled by the baby in the manger, that we don't pause to remember who the baby is sometimes. We forget the eternal Son of God left Father's presence, which he had known and enjoyed since the beginning of time, in order to become amazingly that baby in the manger. And as you think about this, it should take your breath away. It should cause us to ponder the glory. He left to contemplate the darkness into this world in which he came. Think of the perfect relationship he left behind to embrace the brokenness of our rebellion and inflicted upon his creation. And think of the privileges and the positions that he set aside so that he could come to serve, when in reality he deserved to be served. But this is the backstory of the Christmas story, and I want to invite you to join me in attempting to implore the backstories in the Bible, and also understand it, and a lot of the commentaries and things what's going on, because really the Bible does not give us much insight into the backstory of Christmas, but it's neither silent. We are told enough to cause us to marvel at the sacrifices Christ made to come to this earth and become our sacrificial lamb, the one who rescued us from death. That's why the Christmas backstory is so important. It adds eternal value to the coming of Jesus by unveiling his truest identity. He was God, manifested in the flesh. Studying that back journey is worth it. You can pick up some commentaries. There's not really much written about Jesus's young life, although there are some of the stories in the Apocrypha. They're very interesting, very challenging to read. And then you can maybe get some of the backstory of Jesus' youth. And it's just like us. He just experienced the same thing that we experience, up to and including death. But he broke that bondage of death after the resurrection. So the backstory, the journey of the backstory is worth taking. But it's more than just learning an exercise to fill in the blanks of our theological knowledge or our Bible knowledge or our faith. Because it's a journey into the very heart of God and his Son of his love. It's a journey to understand what it really means in 1 John chapter 4, verse 14. The Father has sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Wow. So join into the journey and focus on the backstory of Christmas. Of course, we need to be thankful and grateful that God loved us so much that he gave us his only begotten Son, that we will never perish if we accept him into our lives. It's a wonderful, wonderful relationship. Not a religion, but a personal relationship with God through his Son, Jesus Christ, and with the blessing of the Holy Spirit. Well, I hope and pray that you're doing well. Just a little reminder on Monday the 21st, a little after sundown, the planets are going to align, and it helps us understand the backstory of the Christmas story, because those planets are going to come in a line, and there's going to be a star that appears in the sky, very similar to the star maybe at Bethlehem, that this star will be bright, and it's something that probably won't happen again for another 800 years or so. It's really a wonderful thing. But you'll be able to see it for a couple of days afterwards. But it won't be as bright as it will be on Monday the 21st, right, a little after sunset. So hope and pray that you look at it. You know, the other thing that's really neat, on our website, when you log on to the website or log on to the service page, Phil's got pictures right above there. There's all kind of pictures in there. One picture that has a picture of the planets. And when you click on that picture, it opens up the whole story of these planets coming together, history, why it's so important. So, you know, listening to the online service is good, but I hope and pray that you also nose around on the website. Phil put so much information on there. You can spend hours just nosing around our website. It's really a joy. You can also find a copy of the bulletin in there, and got all the prayer requests and so forth that we have. And we always want to bring those to your attention and pray for them. We are people that just love to pray intercessory prayer, but we're also a people that would want you to know that you can talk to the Father directly through prayer. So it's a wonderful thing, and we do pray for our country. We pray for all the people that's on the prayer list. We pray for God to touch us and to keep us safe. And we pray that you have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas experience this year. And we come and pray the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples. When we pray, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Christmas Eve, Thursday, 5 o'clock at the church. Hope and pray that you can come out and be with us. We'll start at 5 o'clock and a good little time of fellowship together. In Jesus' name, hope and pray you can be there Christmas Eve. Have a blessed day.